A Passing Whale by Dorothy Osborne. With Steve Hodson as Frank, Carolyn Pickles as Millie, and Mary Wimbush as Aunt Ida.
The Gulf Stream. It's out there somewhere. When I see it, I'm nearly home. There'll be mist, they said. Arctic smoke. Row. What am I doing here all alone?
So is the great and wide sea also, wherein are creeping things innumerable, both small and great beasts.
Small and great beasts.
Aunt Ida! Why are you here?
Waves 40 foot high. And Aunt Ida on top of every one of them.
Marry my great niece? The very idea.
Millie!
Frank, what are you going to make of yourself?
I'm going to row the Atlantic. Single-handed.
Be careful, Frank. Within the range audible to humans, researchers have recorded barks, whistles, screams, and moans.
It's not Aunt Ida at all. It's that whale again. Well, leave me alone, can't you?
Stop pestering me!
Where great whales come sailing by, sail and sail with unshut eyes, round the world forever and aye.
Quiet!
Isn't it noisy enough? How can I hear myself think?
Is it, perhaps, that they are caught off guard with their minds concentrated on other matters?
Who?
Who, for God's sake?
Oh, ye whales and all that move in the waters, bless ye the Lord.
Oh, Millie, I did it for you!
I did it for you, Millie.
You're late, Frank.
88 days, 6 hours, and 43 minutes.
You said the 31st of July.
The Atlantic's a big place.
Today's the 15th of August.
31,830,000 square miles.
You can't have counted them.
Rowing, sleeping, rowing.
It's all over now, Frank. You're back again. And about time.
For you and Aunt Ida.
Yes. There's something I've got to tell you, Frank.
Just a kiss.
Hush!
I had dehydration.
With all that water?
Malnutrition. Sores all over. Feet like balloons.
Your feet?
I couldn't get my boots off hardly, so I kept my feet in plastic bags. Oh. And the dreams. Oh, the lads coming on board with crates of beer.
Not beer, Frank.
And then there were the whales.
How funny. Whales.
Day after day after day. And then just one by herself, great lump, wanting me. On and on and on. And then she turned into Aunt Ida. Or Aunt Ida turned into the whale.
Not Aunt Ida.
And then I saw land. Oh, lovely, lovely land. And off she went in a whoosh.
Aunt Ida kept asking for you.
Off to find someone to talk to.
When you were coming back.
Looking for a friend. Lot of space to look in. 31,830,000 square miles. That's only the surface. You multiply 31,830,000 by, say, 800,000, by, say, 3 miles for debt.
She's put you in her will.
Perhaps she didn't find anybody. There aren't many left.
Frank, It's time to do something useful. No more rowing across the Atlantic.
I'm famous.
I know. I saw you on the television. 30 seconds, wasn't it? So, what now, Frank?
Those bloody rocks. And when I'd climbed them, there was nothing but grass and one cottage and an old woman. I said to her, "Good morning, I've just rowed across the Atlantic," and she went inside and shut the door.
Aunt Ida kept saying, "Frank's a long time."
Oh, Nelly, listen. Oh, now we can get married.
"Frank should be here to see to things," she said. "Get out my will," she said. "I want to alter something about the house." But she only held it in her hand for half an hour and then told me to put it away. And do you know, last week a man came and said the house and all the grounds and the beach being private constituted an environmental hazard. Something would have to be done, he said, or he would have to slap a public nuisance order on us.
Oh, what?
They want to build a road. Perhaps it wasn't a public nuisance, perhaps it was public health. Or was it planning? Or dangerous structures and dilapidated buildings? Or would it have been open spaces or private sector housing?
It can only have been one of them.
Oh, no, he mentioned them all. Oh, Frank, I am glad you've come. You'll be able to sort it out.
Millie, I'm tired. My feet are sore.
You've had a long lie down in hospital. And then there was all that exercise. How fit you must be. Frank, I do love you.
Oh.
It's so nice to see you again.
Oh, Millie. Oh, Millie.
Frank, do you really want to marry me?
Oh, yes. That's why I've come back. That's why I went in the first place.
Come upstairs, Frank.
Oh, yes.
I want you to see Aunt Ida.
I was going to any minute now.
You've kept her waiting.
I didn't mean to.
On July the 31st, she said, "That's it, I shan't see him now, Millie. I should have altered my will."
Well, here I am. So everything's all right.
Oh, Frank, she'll never, never, ever. I have just said there's someone at the door. Perhaps it's darling Frank. I'll run down and put the kettle on and the tea will be ready for the three of us. But it wasn't you, Frank. It was only a man wanting to do some tree lopping.
The tree's in the garden.
And then I came back.
You didn't let him. They're as old as the house, older than some of them.
She had a funny turn.
I've got fond memories of those trees.
A funny turn, Frank. Then yesterday...
Fond memories, climbing and conkers.
Frank, if you'd been here...
I rode as fast as I could. Oh, don't cry, Millie.
Oh. Don't do that, Frank. How can you with Aunt Ida lying upstairs in that state?
What state?
She looked as if she'd been trying to get out of bed, all flopped over. I suppose she thought she heard your voice and wondered why you were so long coming up to see her.
I'm here now.
Now is too late, Frank. You'll have to make up for it somehow. You'll have to make up for not being the tree lopper.
She said, "Why don't you do something people will remember you by? Do something splendid. Then you can have Millie. Millie won't have you unless I say."
So what did you do?
I rowed across the Atlantic. Do you know how many people have done it?
Oh, that.
She was fond of the sea.
She liked shrimps. And cod and cockles and winkles. But not place. Place is wishy-washy, Millie, she said. She couldn't stand anything wishy-washy. Or anyone.
It was like a dare. And I accepted it, didn't I? And I came back. And she never knew.
If you'd been the tree lopper...
Well, I wasn't.
Or come back on the 31st of July...
Shut up, Millie!
Frank.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I shall draw the curtains on this house of mourning. Frank.
What?
Look, do you know what that is? Down there on the beach. Aunt Ida would have been very angry if she'd seen that. A stranger on my beach... My beach is like my garden, and my garden is as private as my house. Only, it's not a person.
Not a person?
It's a thing.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen anything like it. A big black thing sitting there.
Haven't you been down to see it close to?
I've been run off my feet getting the doctor and the registrar. And now there's the undertaker.
It's a whale.
A whale?
A whale.
A whale on Aunt Ida's beach.
How long has it...
Yesterday tea time.
Stranded.
Stranded? On our beach.
It's her fault. She made me do it. It's your fault as well. It's the whale!
Ranging creatures of the sea, the slow movers, the brooding monsters of the deep, the lurking leviathans.
Why, you're a big girl, aren't you? Oh, dear. What am I going to do with you? Couldn't you blink or something? You're as big as a Rolls Royce. Not too terribly enormous, a monster of the deep. Oh, Aunt Ida.
Of the Order of Cetacea, an ancient group.
Poor, poor Seti. Here you are, popped up like this. But what have you popped up for? Was it cold? Was it lonely? Did your husband die and leave you without visible means of support? You didn't follow me, did you? Say you didn't. Blink once for no and twice for yes. Oh, I wish you'd blink. Your little dull eye makes me sad. It's so sad. You saw me out there near the Gulf Stream, and now you've dropped in to say hello. I'd never have gone at all if it hadn't been for your blooming Aunt Ida.
71% of all the world is sea.
You do look odd, Frank. Let me take you back, dear, and give you a nice cup of something.
Now look what she's brought me.
The ocean has four depths. The shallows, the outer shelf, the plain, and the great deep.
The great deep.
Come on.
But the whale is only secondarily adapted to aquatic life.
Poor Seti. Nowhere at home.
They never float away. You have to take them back or they die.
You hear that?
Frank, think of Aunt Ida.
She's followed me here. I've got to do something.
Now, Frank, there are heaps of whales. They get stranded all the time. There was the one round the coast. They towed it out. Frank, are you listening?
No one knows how long they live, how many there are, how many are born, how many are left.
There's the will, Frank.
Stranding means death.
Stranding means death.
No one knows, Frank. It was towed out to sea until it swam.
Look at her eye. She's watching me.
No, it isn't. It's just thinking. It's thinking, at the next high tide, I'll be afloat again and I'll be out of this.
Will she? At high tide?
Of course she will.
Oh, ye whales and all that move in the waters, bless ye the Lord.
Singing.
Good singing.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
Oh, ye shrimps, winkles, cockles and plaice, barnacles, limpets and all crustaceans, bless ye the Lord.
Hush, Frank. Of course, there is the funeral. Choosing hymns and psalms.
Sail and sail with unshut eye.
What's that?
Something of Aunt Ida's.
Aunt Ida did like the sea, didn't she, Frank?
Oh, never let you forget it.
In her will, there's a bit called the disposal of the body.
Such a size, Millie.
Oh, not that bad, Frank.
The whale, poor Seti.
All these things to do, Frank.
They sing, whales.
How long does it take a whale to die?
Every humpback whale has its own tune.
There's no time to waste.
But what whales tell each other is unknown.
There aren't as many as there used to be. And there aren't any brontosauruses or ichthyosauruses or pterodactyls.
Or dodos or dinosaurs, but who's crying about them? I'm crying for Aunt Ida, who'll never come.
Waving a stick at trespassers, lecturing the seagulls, singing psalms.
She's lying on her bed all alone. Oh, Frank.
An old brontosaurus.
Oh, Frank. Last will and testament of, dictated by me. Here it is. It is my most earnest wish and devout request that my mortal remains should be disposed of with proper and fitting dignity in the following manner. They are to be taken out to the open sea and there given respectful burial by being deposited in the said sea in such a manner that they sink immediately without trace or delay to the deepest part of the ocean bed.
The Marianas Trench.
Are you listening, Frank?
She told me the Marianas Trench is the deepest part of all.
What have you got to say?
I shouldn't think we'd know when we got there.
Got where?
The deepest part of the ocean bed.
Oh, Frank, you've got to help me. Everybody else is put in the churchyard.
There's the municipal cemetery and the municipal crematorium.
Oh, we couldn't think of those places. Not for Aunt Ida.
Why not? It's bad enough with a whale to dispose of. Without a dead Aunt Ida.
Frank, we couldn't. I mean, we've got to. You'd never forgive yourself if you ignored Aunt Ida's last request. Don't you know how it goes on? I bequeath all my estate to my great-niece, Millicent Felicity Lyons, with, listen to this, the exception of the property known as Ocean View, or messuages, land and structures thereon bounding the shore from Toad's Head to Lizard Point, to my great friend and protégé, Frank Milfield Wrigley, on two conditions. One, that he successfully complete a single-handed journey across the Atlantic in an open boat with no artificial or supplementary means of propulsion other than a pair of oars. And secondly, oh, Frank, that he take in marriage within the space of 6 months following the date of my demise, my said great-niece, Millicent Felicity Lyons.
I didn't know your other name was Felicity.
It means happiness.
Well,
when are you going to start?
I don't know what to do, Millie. I mean, why me? Was it my fault? If I'd been quicker, would I have saved her?
She thought a lot of you, Frank.
Every day. For 30 days. And then she disappeared.
Is that Frank? She said, when the tree lopper rang the bell.
How was I to know she was following me?
Following you, Frank? Whatever are you thinking of?
She'll die there if we're not careful.
Die, Frank? All she wants is a decent burial. Now's your chance to make up for what you've done.
Done?
To Aunt Ida.
Aunt Ida? Aunt Ida!
In the primeval soup of the sea were we born. To that primeval home we spend our days yearning to return. Remember, Frank, stranding means death.
I won't leave you there.
I should think not, indeed. Lots to be done, Frank. Better start at once.
If only I knew where.
It'll all be in a book. The library, Frank.
Have you anything about whales?
Number 599.5.
I want to dispose of one.
A waste disposal.
Oh, no.
Refuse collection.
She's alive.
Pest control.
Poor Seti.
Vermin and parasites.
But she's so big.
Oh. Dangerous structures.
She's only a danger to herself.
Home and water safety. Education, recreation and amenities under local government. Number 352008.
I don't think she's an amenity either, poor thing. She's been around a long time.
A whale.
Aunt Ida.
Here we are. The Greenland whale. The humpback whale, the beaked whale, the bottlenose whale, both Arctic and Antarctic, the blue whale, the sperm whale, the pilot whale.
Oh, so many whales.
There has been a serious decline in the numbers of the hunted whale. By 1970, whaling had declined in the open ocean. The International Whaling Commission imposed limitations. However, by the late 1950s, the blue whale was almost extinct.
Oh, poor Aunt Ida. But she's never been hunted, has she? I mean, she's a human being.
There have been observed examples of epimeletic behaviour in the whale, such as staying by one wounded, supporting one sick, being solicitous of their young.
She loved Millie. She loved us both. She told me so.
What whales tell each other is unknown. Each whale has an individual voice. Each humpback whale sings a personal tune.
That's what she said, and I keep hearing them. I have got to save her. I've got to do what she wants. It's in her will. It's the law.
Number 340. Criminal law, civil law, common law, company law, conveyancing, the law of contract.
A sort of contract?
The law of property.
Nobody owns a whale.
Possession of the body. The executor...
That's me.
...can dispose as he wishes, subject to the Anatomy Act 1832 and the Human Tissue Act 1961.
Tissue?
Organs.
Oh, organs. Nothing about organs.
Must be notified date, place and means of disposal.
Means of disposal.
To the registrar within 96 hours.
96 hours? 24 into 96 hours.
Disposal in a place outside a churchyard or cemetery, permission has to be obtained.
Oh, dear. Permission.
The local authority. There you are. The health department, the department of the environment.
The department of the... Oh, poor Seti.
For a burial in a place outside the church, yard or cemetery, permission to be obtained from, 1, the local authority, 2, the local health department, 3, the...
When Aunt Ida wanted to put up her lean-to, she waited 16 weeks for a letter.
Oh, God, I can't wait 16 weeks.
You can't wait 16 days.
Hardly 16 hours.
There's the mortuary.
Frank...
They keep dead bodies there, don't they? They could keep the whale, too.
This isn't the time to be funny.
I'm not being funny. I am being desperate.
Poor Aunt Ida.
Poor whale.
To speak of them in the same breath.
Aunt Ida's all right. She's dead. But Seti's alive.
I thought you loved her.
I do. And that's why I shan't rest till I've towed her out to sea.
Frank, I knew you would. You must be resolute. Think of how you crossed the ocean and didn't turn back.
I got lost as soon as the land went. I didn't know which way to turn.
Now, Frank.
It's an awful place out there, Millie. It's lonely.
Brave, Frank.
Can I, stay here the night, Millie?
Not with Aunt Ida in the next room.
I used to stay before.
That was different. She wasn't... Oh, well...
I can't stay.
Not until after... When you've...
Disposed.
Oh. If poor Aunt Ida's... Gone. That is to say, buried. Sunk. I mean submerged. Or do I mean submersed? Or immersed?
But what about the healths and environments? Suppose she bobbed up again on Brighton Beach.
Committed to the deep. She won't if you row out far enough. What can they do, after all, when Aunt Ida has sunk without trace?
Probation? Community service?
Oh, a fine.
Prison? A short, sharp shock?
Oh! Oh, Frank, in this time of bereavement? Now, Frank, you must row out. Out and out and out until you're over the deepest ocean. Day after day, Frank. And I'll be here, waiting for your return. Waiting for you, Frank.
The dinosaur became extinct owing to failure in competition with the rising class of mammals.
Oh, God.
What, my darling Frank?
My whale. My Seti.
Never mind the whale.
I must mind.
There are lots of whales. They're dying all the time.
Little remains of the dodo, an extinct bird of the order Columbidae, formerly of the island of Mauritius. A head sits in Copenhagen, a foot stands in the British Museum. Both a head and a foot linger in a state of dubious preservation in the care of the University of Oxford. Didos ineptus was its name. An inept creature with a massive, clumsy body and small wings useless for flight.
Soon, they'll be extinct, not lots. Don't you see, Millie? Seti might be the last whale ever.
I'm as fond of wildlife as anybody.
She came with me all the way from the Gulf Stream, followed me. I talked to her for 30 days. And now she's dying out there, all alone. Oh.
Holes in the road, litter in the gutters, whales on the beach. What do we pay our rates for?
Local environment. Does that include the sea?
Between high and low water. That land commonly designated the foreshore.
That's where Seti is.
where the tenant in fee simple absolute is in possession of the lands adjoining the sea, he is also the owner of the seashore, down to a point which is reached by an ordinary high tide, but all the shore below that is vested in the Crown or its grantee.
Grantee?
The Sludgeborough District Council.
What does that mean, exactly?
Everything below high water is ours.
But that's where she is.
Who?
Aunt Ida. So you've got to help me. I must tow her out at high water.
Water sports. The responsibility of amenities and recreation.
It's nothing to do with sport. It's serious. She's asked me in her will.
Wills and probate. Not us. See a solicitor.
But it's a whale. I've got to save her, you see. It was all my fault.
The RSPCA?
Yeah, but a whale's yours. What about protected species?
Central government.
Local health, then.
Form 620HLE. Sign here. Reporting a health hazard.
But I don't think she is a health hazard.
An abandoned vehicle?
I don't want to abandon her. I want to preserve her.
Preservation. A local exhibit. Try libraries and museums.
No, I won't have her put in a museum.
Very short-sighted. A tourist attraction would provide a local amenity, promote prosperity and lead to an economic resurgence which might well revitalize the spirit of our local community.
All that's needed is a hoist or a crane and a motorboat. She's lying there waiting.
A humane putting to sleep, followed by taxidermy.
Oh.
An example of local skill and craft. What about a public display? It could well lead to fostering local interest in an appropriate adult education evening course on self-fulfillment and the creative use of leisure.
I won't have Seti stuffed.
Preservation is the goal nowadays, Mr. Rum. You have a valuable specimen there. Think of the scientific research. A dissection program.
No!
The benefit to mankind.
So is the great and wide sea also, wherein are creeping things innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships, and there is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to take his pastime therein.
Failure in competition with the rising class of mammals.
Frank!
They'll push this house down the cliff to make a bit of hard core for the Sludgeborough bypass.
Frank, have you seen the new houses up by the golf course?
Really?
All spick and span. A nice porch, and a fitted kitchen, and a fitted bedroom, too, with things en suite, and a utility room.
I always liked this house. Stuck on the edge with the trees and the sea. Its own beach, even.
It's got dry rock.
I used to come and play trespassers.
I never knew that.
I hadn't seen you then. The garden smelt of salt and pine needles.
You said Aunt Ida invited you.
She did. She saw me lurking behind the currant bushes and came out and said, "Boy, you have the physique of an orangutan, but even so, I like you," she said.
And I did, Frank.
She lured me in to tea.
And there I saw you.
And there I saw you. China tea and cucumber sandwiches and the smell of bread somebody had just baked.
Aunt Ida.
And the beautiful Millie. Oh, Millie, we won't let them pull down this house.
It's got woodwork.
We'll live here. Just the two of us.
Who wants three attics and two cellars and a butler's pantry?
Oh, all that space.
You couldn't even call it a utility room.
And the trees and the sea.
Frank, do what Aunt Ida wants. The disposal, I mean. And then straight away we'll get married. Wouldn't you like that?
Yes.
When Aunt Ida's put... You know. And afterwards, we'll get someone to take away the whale.
Oh, God. Aunt Ida, the whale city. Aunt Ida.
2 million years. In 2 million years, the sun will have grown so hot that the earth will be frizzled to a bit of cinder.
And what about all that sea? 71%.
Turned to steam and whirled about in furthermost space.
2 million years.
Oh, not that long, Frank.
In 2 million years' time, there won't be any people. Or whales. or anything else.
I'm worried about now.
The sun hasn't heard of conservation.
Are you getting the boat ready, Frank?
The boat?
Stranding means death.
Every whale sings its own tune.
Whales don't sing. Supper? It's cod. A nice bit of fish.
Cod, whiting, whales and sharks, herrings and bloaters, plaice and shrimps.
Nameless creatures, been and gone, bless him and magnify him forever.
Forever. Forever, Aunt Ida.
The pterodactyl and the ichthyosaurus.
The dodo and the dinosaur. Bless him and magnify him forever.
Stranding means death.
Cod, coated in golden breadcrumbs.
I've got the answer!
With a few chips.
The answer!
And a crisp side salad.
The answer!
And a nice bit of fish, Frank.
I will do it. I'll row you out. But how? A ladder? Two ropes? Hello, Seti. It won't be long now. Dawn. Yes, that's it. I've got all night. Two ropes, the boat, that's ready. Only want the oars. There's not far to go, thank God. Seti, it was you who...
Frank!
...came specially... Millie! Oh!
Frank, you might have said. Your chips are cold.
It's what she came for.
Who?
Seti. She came for Aunt Ida.
You've been at the sherry bottle.
Aunt Ida died, and then there was Seti. Don't you see?
I've never taken to men that drank.
I've had a wonderful idea. Oh, Millie, Millie, I'll be able to marry you tomorrow.
Put me down, Frank. Thank you. There'll be no marrying tomorrow. We're to have the bands and the buttonholes and the caterers like other people.
Whatever you want. Listen, Millie.
People coming on board with crates of beer.
Listen!
Yes, Frank.
I've planned it all. Nothing could be easier. It was just a matter of thinking of Seti and Aunt Ida... together. I shan't have to find the Marianas Trench after all. Seti will do it. What do you think?
You're a genius. Aunt Ida always said so.
Not just a hunk of orangutan.
How can you? Darling Frank. When do we begin?
Ah, the ladder.
I'll fetch it.
My Atlantic rope.
I know where it is.
There's no use rushing. This needs thought.
We've got all night.
You went and left that cod, and fish is good for the brain.
I'll have it now.
It's cold.
It doesn't matter.
Stranding means death. No. No. It won't mean death. It won't.
High tide in 2 hours.
Nearly ready. Just one last knot. Ah, there.
Oh, wonderful, Frank.
Now, let's get Aunt Ida and strap her onto her plank.
It's got to be religious, Frank.
Ah.
Isn't there a special service? Oh, and what about a Union Jack?
Burial at sea. We therefore commit him, stroke her, to the deep, looking for the resurrection of the body when the sea shall give up its dead. Page 126. Watch me and read it aloud as I slip the rope.
That's just what we are doing, isn't it? Committing her body to the deep?
Mm.
I don't see how anyone could object.
Mr. Environment and Amenities for Leisure, for one...
Don't worry, Frank. You're doing the right thing.
Tomorrow we'll see the vicar.
I love you, Frank.
I love you, Millie. Don't forget to sing as she dives.
Pull, Frank. Pull.
Goodbye, Millie. Don't forget.
I won't forget. Oh, ye whales and all that move in the waters, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever.
Breaking.
Sores all over, feet like balloons. Never wear shoes again. Never. No.
Is that the lad?
Oh, no, it's not.
It's Fretta the whale with the crate of beer. Flaming whale. Leave me alone! Flaming aunt. Why can't you let me have some peace? I did it for you.
Ghost. Oh. Wheel ghost.
Fool. It's a mist. It's the Gulf Stream. Silence, fog, arctic smoke. We've got to get to deep water. Damned Atlantic, horrible place. Never mind. In 2 million years. It's not long to wait. Little bits of vapor. Aunt Ida and Seti. Swooshing up and round and round. Forever and ever.
Steam. Like waiting for the kettle. Go on. Boil. Boil, damn it. Boil.
Go on, Frank. What's the matter with you? Let them both go. Frank. Frank.
That's Millie. What's Millie doing in the Gulf Stream?
I see the future in you, Frank Millfield Ridley.
Buzz off, Aunt Ida.
Marry Millie, the idea. You'll have to row right across the Atlantic and back first.
Oh.
And back, remember.
Oh. Oh, of course.
I'm on my way back. I couldn't think. The Gulf Stream. It means I'm on the right course. Millie. Oh, Millie, I love you.
Shh. Shh. When we've dumped Aunt Ida.
Let her go, Frank. Let her go.
Poor old Brontosaurus.
And poor old Sticky. Goodbye.
Now!
Wait!
Frank, he was splendid.
Millie, darling Millie, I did it. Oh, down set it dived and off went Aunt Ida with a flick of the tail, rushing on like a toboggan.
Oh, clever Frank.
Oh, Millie. It was empty out there.
Oh, never mind. Poor Frank, don't worry about it anymore. Mm. No more rowing.
No more sea.
No more emptiness.
No more dodos.
No more being lonely.
No more whales.
Listen, let's go and see the vicar now, when we've had breakfast. Then we can go and look at the houses up by the golf course. There's a show house open with all the fittings and carpets and curtains and cupboards and pictures and mirrors and vases and lamps and cutlery and crockery.
In A Passing Whale by Dorothy Osborne, Frank was played by Steve Hodson, Millie by Carolyn Pickles, and Aunt Ida by Mary Wimbush. The librarian was played by Zela Clark, and the government official was David Goodland. Special radiophonic music was composed by Elizabeth Parker. The play was directed by Richard Wortley.